Hey everyone, welcome back to the Film Fund podcast. I'm your host, founder, and executive producer at the Film Fund, Thomas Verity. I'm also an award-winning filmmaker, producer, and film festival judge. I started the Film Fund to give artists and filmmakers an easier, alternative way to get their film funded. Instead of working on a screenplay, crowdfunding campaign, or grant application, you write one sentence pitching your film for a chance to receive up to $10,000 and other prizes to make it. Our most recent Fall 2020 contest finalists have officially been announced via our email newsletter, so be sure to stay tuned to our social media channels for the announcement of the winners coming soon. We want to thank all of the people who submitted and remind listeners that contests do happen regularly, so if you're listening at a later date, check the website at thefilmfund.co for the most up-to-date information. Today we have Sharon Pinkinson, Executive Director at the Greater Philadelphia Film Office, also called the Philly Film Commission, I think more casually. Sharon has been doing this a very long time, I think over two decades. She's responsible for basically everything that happens in film in Philly, and she can give a much better background of herself and the Philly Film Commission. Thank you so much, Sharon, for coming.
Tom, thanks so much for
inviting
me.
If you could give us a little intro.
Happy to be here. So,
absolutely.
Do you want me to tell about myself?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you, what you do, what the Philly Film Commission does.
Sure. I'm happy to do that, of course. And I am really thrilled that you've invited me to be on the show. I started out personally in the business, working as a wardrobe supervisor, a stylist, on mostly working on TV commercials. I used to be a fashion designer, and I segued that way into the wardrobe department. And in 1992, when then mayor-elect Ed Rendell, who ultimately became the governor as well, was running for office, I reached out and said, you know, nobody's representing us in the film industry and government. We really need some help, and we should really have a film commission in Philadelphia. And that was the beginning of a very long journey. I ultimately, long story short, I became that film commissioner. I had worked for 8 years in the business, and prior to that, doing wardrobe, working as a costume designer, a costume supervisor on films, TV shows, commercials, and all of a sudden I was a suit. I thought that none of the all of the crew would like not want to be friends with me anymore, because now I was in this big position. But it didn't work out that way. I was very fearful of it, and so it's been quite an amazing journey. The Greater Philadelphia Film Office was established then in 1992, and we were a part of city government just for a short period of time and became a part of another nonprofit, which eventually merged into the Chamber of Commerce, and I had an opportunity to create our own nonprofit. So we are a film commission that represents all of southeastern Pennsylvania, officially the five counties: Bucks, Chester, Delaware, Montgomery, and Philadelphia County. The first thing I learned was to say them in alphabetical order. So I was a good politician to that extent. Having spent a lot of time already in the industry, I knew what we needed. I had a really strong sense of having an important film commission, one that really served the filmmakers and served the city and really brought it under. I wanted people to understand that our business creates family sustaining jobs, and that I wanted to really create a film commission that was going to be full service. We were going to support the community. We were going to support our government allies, and we were and our filmmakers, those that live here, those that want to be filmmakers, those who want to expand their capabilities. We wanted more shows here. We wanted to get out to the world, to let them know that what a great place it is to shoot in Philadelphia, and we were going to make it better. And so that's been a huge journey. And I don't know if your listeners have been on our website, which is incredibly robust. It's full of so much information. I would challenge you to see it all. But we have the easiest email address and the easiest website address in the business. It's film.org. So, and I honestly, I know this sounds really crazy, but you know, back in the early days of the Greater Philadelphia Film Office, you know, the internet was really just coming alive. And, you know, people say to me all the time, how did you get that address? And,
yeah, I remember that was one of the first questions I asked you.
Right. And so that, you know, it was really because people were thinking, you know, oh, the name of their business all spelled out .com or something. And and it seemed like, you know, extremely confusing. And I just wanted the easiest possible way for people to find me. And I looked up film.com and it was taken, and we were a nonprofit. So I picked film.org, and that's how,
there you
that's
go.
How we got that.
And that website is
I got
so
the
great.
Internet. I figured it out. Like,
yeah,
it was a lot less complicated then.
Yeah.
It's actually easy.
No,
yeah.
So, and that website is so great. I remember when I was shooting a short film I was talking about in a previous episode, Son of Blackbeard, I didn't have that much experience, but I needed a crew and casting. So I went to film.org and I went on the job board and I posted what I needed. And it was super simple. I found, you know, all of my crew was local, and it was great. So it's definitely a great resource to check out.
That's great. I love those stories that when we know we're getting it right.
Yep, absolutely.
So the thing about the Greater Philadelphia Film Office is that it's different, as far as I know, than any other film commission, because there's nothing we won't take a stab at and try to make better for our community. So we don't just try to attract productions to come here. That's obviously a very important thing to do. And it's what most film commissions do, is they just go out there and try to get productions to come and shoot in their area. And then they, you know, they turn it over to other people to actually do the work. You know, in our case, we are an economic development agency. As I said, a nonprofit, you know, we're responsible for attracting production from the outside to come here and hire our local people and our companies and use all of our resources so that we can maximize the impact to our region and to get our local people working. That's just number one. You know, then we coordinate all the day-to-day film activity in the Philadelphia area, most particularly in the city of Philadelphia. You can't hire a cop. You can't get a parking space. You can't get a permit, assuming that you need one. You can't get your trash picked up or anything unless you go through the film office. So I always say, by example, if somebody's shooting a commercial or a student film or a gigantic feature or series, whatever it may be, documentary, they might think that they need a police officer to go around with them. So if they call the Philadelphia Police Department and say, we'd like to hire a couple officers because we're shooting a movie, they say, why are you calling us? Call the film office. So it's a one-stop shop. You come to us, and anything at all that you need, it gets coordinated through the Greater Philadelphia Film Office. And and that makes it really easy for our filmmakers. And we make that happen. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we do that we're extremely proud of is that we are a true nonprofit. We really support our local filmmakers. And I think that's really what's important to your listeners, Tom, is the fact that we have for many, many years, a very robust Set in Philadelphia screenplay competition. We have educational programming, obviously a lot of, I'm not sure that people are loving doing a lot of educational things on Zooms and, you know, like that right now. I sometimes it gets kind of tiresome, but I think that certainly we have, we'll go back to our in-person educational programming and membership activities just as soon as we possibly can. I can tell you, I'm so excited. Yesterday, I got a date for my first injection for the vaccination. I'm like over the moon excited.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, totally.
That's awesome.
Totally psyched about that.
Yeah, we definitely want to see filmmaking come back and in-person events come back as soon as they can.
I just want to make sure I'm on the right mic. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, okay, good. You're great.
So, cool. So if you go on our website and you go to the filmmakers section, you will see that there is so many different kinds of opportunities to be educated, to get an internship at the film office, to submit your screenplays to our competition. By the way, the top prize of the best set in Philadelphia screenplay is written by anyone from anywhere is
that's what I was gonna
$10,000 cash prize.
That's great. We have a lot of listeners who are international and who are all over the country, so they can write it from anywhere.
Anybody can submit whatsoever, and it's a $10,000 cash prize. And in addition to that, the finalist judges, who are all have some kind of ties to Philadelphia, whether they worked here on a show or they went to school here or they're from here or they just have, you know, they have, you know, a deep personal knowledge about Philadelphia, are the top people in the industry. Our judges are remarkable, and they all read the finalist screenplays. So the hardest thing in the world for a screenwriter is to get people to read your screenplays. And that's what is, is really tremendous opportunity. And we're really excited about that. And we now have a storyteller award every year, which we just started a couple of years ago. And we had to cancel our big event that was supposed to be in May. And then we pushed to June, not knowing that this thing was going to go on forever. But we're honoring Mike Jackson, who's a Philadelphia native from the company Get Lifted, which is based in LA. His partner's John Legend. And he is our storyteller award, and we'll be honoring him in the spring, and we'll have our big industry party that we couldn't have this year. We'll be doing that, God willing, before the end of June. The plan is everybody get vaccinated and let's have a big party. So what we have in Pennsylvania, and honestly, I've worked a lot on writing the law for the Pennsylvania Film Tax Credit. Excuse me. Tax credits are the way of the world. Honestly, I wish we didn't have them at all. I wish they didn't exist anywhere in the world. It makes it it would be much easier if you just went to the place that was the best place for you to shoot your film, where you also found the resources that you need. But now, you know, people go to a place to shoot just because they can get a better tax credit. Pennsylvania I can say that our program is probably the best of the most generous program in the nation. Just about everything counts, and the returns are phenomenal, and people are dying to buy your tax credit money if you're from out of state. I mean, it's really a phenomenal program, but the problem is... Yeah.
Could you explain what a tax credit is for some of our listeners who may not know?
Oh, sure. So,
some beginning filmmakers.
Well, I'll give you a really quick history on how it all started. In the late 90s, was it? There was a financial crazy situation that happened in the United States. There were investment tax credits that people were investing in shopping centers and all kinds of things around the country. And then all of a sudden, the federal government said, nope, this is going away. New administration came in. There's not going to be any more of these tax credits. People were getting 2-for-1, 3-for-1, you know, like really gigantic tax credits. And the next administration said, no, it's going away. And not only is it going away, but you have to pay all the money back. And it was a nightmare and people were going broke. And then all of a sudden the Canadians said, wow, this is a great opportunity for us. And we're going to offer tax credits to American producers and filmmakers who to come to Canada. And we'll give them an 11% tax credit in Toronto and all over Canada. And it was the entire Canadian 11%. And then each of the provinces said, oh, well, we'll give you another 11% on top. And then Manitoba and Saskatchewan said, well, nobody's coming here, so we'll give them an additional 22%.
Wow.
And before you knew it, what we called it, we film commissioners in the United States called this the giant sucking sound. And what it was is all of the production that was happening in New York, if you were a New Yorker, you said it was leaving New York, but the East Coast, all the production moved up to Toronto. And on the West Coast, all the production moved up to Vancouver. And we were like, oh my God, like, what are we gonna do? They're giving them all this money in Canada. And we're the only country in the world, and everybody has a film industry now, but we were the only country that doesn't have a national film commission. They have a national film commission in every other country, and we still have none in the United States. So that left us like, what are we gonna do? We have nobody to talk to in Washington, D.C. It's funny, when Hillary Clinton looked like she was going to be the president, I had a 2-second opportunity to have a conversation with her. And I thought, what am I going to say? And I told her, do you know that we don't have a national film commission? And she went, oh my God, I didn't know that. And I thought, oh yes, we're going to get a film commission. And of course that didn't happen. Yeah. So we had to do this state by state by state. And Governor Rendell at that time was all for it. And we had this really great program here in Pennsylvania. So you can get a 25% tax credit, which means, and this is back to your question, Tom. So a tax credit means you apply for in Pennsylvania for a Pennsylvania tax credit. And the application is found on my website. You can read through every single thing that you need. And by the way, if anybody who's listening wants to apply for one, we are full service. We'll walk you through the process. We'll read your application. We'll enhance it. We'll make sure it's the best possible one. And that's all. When I say we're full service, we really want to make sure that all of our filmmakers get every single possible service they could need, they would ever want to have. So you apply for it. And if you meet certain qualifications, which you can read based on what your spend is and where you're shooting, and really any kind of show could apply for a feature film or a television series, and actually certain commercials as well.
Short films though.
Tax credits. No.
Okay.
So it is. You either get a 25% tax credit return, but you don't pay taxes. You pay taxes as you go along. So you've got this bundle of tax credits that you can't use. So you can sell them to a Pennsylvania taxpayer who has a big tax bill. And that could be a corporation or an individual, you know, that has a tax liability, and they want to buy them at a discounted price. But the discounted, and that's how it works in every state, but the discounted price in Pennsylvania, there are so many people who want to buy them that your rate of return on your tax credits when you go to sell them is like 96 cents on the dollar. I mean, it's you get so much money back. It's like, you know, so it's, whereas in other states, like I think in Georgia, I mean, I think their tax credits are, and I don't quote me this, but it's around 80, you know, so, or even lower. Sometimes you can't even find buyers for it and you have to wait for years to get your money back. So ours is incredibly robust. The problem we have with our tax credit is we've been capped now for several years at $70 million for the entire state. And we are the only big film commission state in the nation that has two equally large film commissions, one in the East, Greater Philadelphia, and one in the West, Pittsburgh. So $70 million goes nowadays, it goes on July 1, when we first, which is the beginning of the fiscal year, the money is all spoken for. So that is the big challenge. The really great story is that Senator Bartolotta, is a Pittsburgh state senator who has taken up the banner this year and is going to be submitting a bill to increase the tax credit yet again. It never gets passed, but maybe this year it will. From $70 million, we hope to at least $125 or $150 million. And that's going to make an enormous change to our industry, way more opportunities. And then smaller and smaller films will be able to access the film tax credit. You know, right now it's for the most part, it's going to the Netflixes and the HBOs and Apples. If we have more money, we'll have a lot more opportunity for that. So
for some more micro budget. Type
yeah,
things.
Absolutely. And some definitely. Do get in anyway, you know, because then they have little bits of money and then they give it out to everybody that they can.
Right. So. That's great. Talk to me about the difficulties COVID has presented, obviously, to filmmakers and the film commission itself. You know, if you have any advice for filmmakers who are looking to get their films off the ground in COVID, and if they're concerned about that. What has your experience been?
Sure. So obviously in March, we had three big shows that were shooting or prepping and they all left town. We didn't know what was going to happen. And then for those who are not, excuse me one second.
Sure.
So the film industry, all of the unions and all the trade organizations got together and came up with a coordinated COVID plan. This is how we are going to work as an industry. We have to go back to work. We have to have a unified plan. And they did. They just really nailed it. And we got a copy of it right away. And our productions, based on those plans, started coming back. And in August, all of those shows came back, started reprepping, and lived by very, very strict rules. So for example, typically, when we would have a very big show, everybody wanted to put up anybody who was from out of town in Center City. Or close to wherever they were shooting. But for the most part, people wanted creature comforts and they wanted to be in the big city when they had time off if they were coming from out of town. But because of COVID, what they all did is the hotels were all empty everywhere. So there were suburban hotels that nobody was staying in any of them, and they would take over an entire hotel. So let's say people who are closest to the camera, they would quarantine before they flew in, and they would live, the people who were close to the camera, you know, director, producers, makeup artists, actors, would live on the same floor in a hotel in the suburbs. And then on another floor would be Grips and Electric and, you know, every and so that would be on another floor. And then other service people who were working on the show, other people who had to, you know, locations and, assistants and everything, they would all be on another floor. And then, of course, people who were local were working from home and were getting tested at least like every other day. Everyone had COVID professionals who came in who were managing it. And, you know, the food was all the great thing about our business is the catering, and the catering, you know, became wrapped. Everything is wrapped individually and, you know, eating, you know, not communally. But it was really a phenomenal and the how well it was thought through. And we have on our website, right on the homepage, everything about how to work on COVID. So you can take look at that. That's a great resource for anybody who's working on a small show at all. If you're not sure, reach out to us. We know all of the health commissioners in all of the counties before any of our shows went back to work. We individually had conference calls. Probably 20 people were on the call from a single show in a single county. So if they were shooting in Delaware County, the film office staff would be on the call. The health commissioner and that their group would be on the call, and we would do like a giant Zoom with everybody. So, you know, we could really go through it. And for each show, for each county that each of the shows was going to be in, we had fantastic cooperation and we knew exactly how to do everything. So, it's been an enormous success. So one of the shows that was shooting here was the Adam Sandler Netflix film called Hustle. And when they wrapped, they, you know, it's a basketball movie. They didn't do any of the basketball scenes. They're coming back next summer because that just couldn't be COVID safe.
Yeah. So that's really interesting that you have those COVID resources on the website. Are they available, like say someone's outside of Philadelphia or outside of Pennsylvania, can they still go on the website and use those resources?
Yeah, there's, you know, we don't limit our audience. And if you learn a lot of stuff from us, you'll figure out you might want to come and shoot here.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. So you found the Film Fund at the friends and family screening of Americano that happened, 2-3 years ago?
I love that. Yeah. I just loved that project. It was terrific.
Yeah, that was a great project. And we were so happy to be able to help out with it. So that's how you found us. And I'm wondering how people can utilize not only the Film Fund, but also the Philly Film Commission to help get their films made.
Well, anybody who's working on a film, and I don't care what level, what budget, how many people are going to be working on it, you know, and there's resources on our website, and you can speak to any of us. If you go on the website, if you go into about us, you'll see that Erin Wagner is our production coordinator, and Susan Reif is our assistant production coordinator. They will answer your questions. Just email them. You'll get an answer immediately. They'll
that's
set
great.
Up a
and
call.
That's for shorts,
they'll walk
features,
you through what
commercials,
you need to do
anything.
And how to do it. I mean, there's no mystery about it. It's where you're going to be your best friends.
That's great. And that's for any size production. Say you said student film, feature film, any kind of question about film.
Any questions about film, student films as well. Absolutely. You know, one of the awesome. Real challenges that we had during COVID, 4 years ago, this governor cut out the, you know, we've been supported financially by government over the years. And this governor, and when he first came into office, cut out the grant to the Greater Philadelphia Film Office and the Pittsburgh Film Office, which was pretty devastating. And then this mayor, Kenny, effectively July 1, cut out our city grant. We were left like, oh my God, you know, what are we going to do? And we did a GoFundMe campaign and, you know, started walking through it. One of the things that we were forced to do ultimately is we realized that no one was paying us to do our job, and we can't just keep asking for handouts only all the time, even though we're really creating jobs in the area. So we had to do a pivot because there are no really permit fees to speak of, not very, very, very few permit fees in Philadelphia at all. people usually put permit fees in their budget, we decided that we had to do a fee for service. So it's a sliding scale of a daily fee for service if you're working in the city of Philadelphia. And, you know, it's really simple. I mean, if you're a major, you know, a major studio project, whether it's a feature or a TV series, or a big really big documentary, then the most it is $250 a day. So it's not like it's a gigantic thing. If you're a student filmmaker and you have an EDU email address, it's free. And so it's, you know, otherwise, maybe it's $50. So we've gotten no pushback at all. So it is a sliding scale depending on the show. And that way we'll have the wherewithal to be able to get you the parking and the, you know, all the resources that you need from the city. Mm-hmm. We coordinate all of those meetings as well, and are on all of them and walk you through how to get your tax credit. So it's very, you know, it's very intensive support.
Mm. And what's some advice you would give to a beginning filmmaker or even maybe an experienced filmmaker, just any kind of filmmaker, whether it's a funding tip, a production tip? Do you have any words of wisdom there?
There are a lot of, if you, you know, one of the things that you can look up on our website are funding opportunities. So they'll be listed there. And you can go through them all and take a shot at all of those. And if you can't find it, I mean, you'll reach out to one of us. It's all, everything is there on the website. So we want to make it as easy for you as possible, but there is information on the website about funding opportunities. We don't really get involved directly in development. I mean, that is not our job, but we provide any information that we have. We're more than happy to share it or suggest where else you
might find it. And the the Film Fund is very proud and grateful to be listed in that funding directory as well. So thank you for
Absolutely.
That. It seems like the biggest tip from Sharon here, this whole conversation, is go to film.org. If you have questions about filmmaking or you're not sure where to start, because they have so many great resources there. What does Philly Film have in store for the future, or even just you personally?
Well, in terms of production or just in general?
Just in general. It could be production or future plans.
Well, you know, as I said, we know we've just done this, this fee for service. And as I said, we didn't get any pushback on that at all. So that was a great relief. We are right now is the time of year where we're organizing all of our economic impact studies so that we can, you know, we can, when we go out and we look for additional information, we ask anyone who's shooting in the area to please send us, you know, let us know, even if you think you don't need us, just let us be able to talk about our industry and how many people are working. And so it doesn't cost you anything at all. We're not going to charge you if you tell us, hey, you know, we're doing a student film or we're doing a short film and we're doing it in my mother's house. But tell us about it, you know, just tell us about it so that we can just add it to our numbers, because it makes it, you know, we lose a lot of information, right? People are afraid if they call us, you know, it's going to, you know, do something. No, we're going to provide services for you. And if you don't need services, great. But and then at least we can say how many, you know, short films, how many, you know, how many commercials, how many student films, all whatever level it is, just let us know about it so that we can just add it to the list. And let us, and please tell us what you spent, you know, what's the budget so that we can, we never tell anybody what anybody spent. Everything is collated together and, you know, you come up with a, you know, this is how much was spent on documentaries and this is how much is all together. We don't give out any individual information for any show. Whatsoever. Huh. So that's all private. So that is, is a way that you can help us at the same time as we can help you. So we'll always be there for our filmmakers. That's the most important thing. We're always coming up with ways to support. And we hope that that this year or this year in May that we'll have our big industry party. It usually was about 500 people. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that this year, but maybe get your vaccination as soon as you can. It's a great party. I mean, you get to see everybody in the business and have an opportunity to meet some great people. And Mike Jackson will be there, and it'll be really amazing. We know that Night Shyamalan's Servant season 3 has been approved, and so we're probably going to start shooting that in March, I guess. We know
great,
that the Netflix
exciting.
Show is coming back in the summer, the Hustle film. Lately I've been getting a lot of calls about, okay, when does the tax credit money get restarted? When can we apply? What's the best? How do we do this? And so I'm having a lot of conversations now about new productions coming in. And I'm happy to talk to anybody.
Awesome. And let's say somebody is in another state or another country. They're free to use film.org, as you said. But let's say they can't come to Philly to shoot, unfortunately. What would your advice be? To reach out to their local film commission? Do you think they'll have similar resources?
Well, hopefully they will have research. There is an association that's called Association of Film Commissioners International, and it's AFCI, and they have a website, so you can find all the film commissions at that resource, Association of Film Commissioners International. So you can find all the other film commissions there. You can have their name. Ours is easiest, and we basically kind of work by ourselves because we have different standards than most others. We're very, very service oriented. So, and if you can't find something, you're trying to find out like where the South of France Film Commission is, just call me, email me.
Awesome. And in my personal experience, I've had a great time using film.org and emailing with the staff and getting job postings listed there.
Oh, right. We didn't talk about the job postings. So yes, if if any of you are, we have a job hotline, and we have, and if you have anybody that's listening, that's crew, it's free. It's free to list yourself on our crew base. If you have an equipment company, or if you have 1950s cars, that you want to offer, all those kinds of things you can list for free on our website. You can put pictures on there. You can have videos, anything you want. It's really very, very robust. And we have a job hotline, and the job hotline is extremely popular. And if you're, if you're looking, and you can look for work there, you can list yourself as being available, and you can respond directly on the website for a job, or you can create
helpful.
Can create an opportunity if you have a show and you're looking for crew.
Yeah, I know I found at least my sound recordist for Son of Blackbeard from that job hotline or job directory. Well, Sharon, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. Again, Sharon is the executive director of the Greater Philadelphia Film Office, also known as the Philly Film Commission. Sharon, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I think we covered it. What do you think?
I think we're pretty good. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and remind you that the most recent contest finalists were recently announced, and stay tuned for the winner's announcement. That'll be next week via our email newsletter as well as social media. You can win up to $10,000 in cash for your short film, music video, documentary film, narrative short film. We have sponsors like Expressway Cinema Rentals, and we have some amazing prizes as well, like Adobe Creative Cloud subscriptions, Kitsplit gift cards, and more. So stay tuned for the next contest and check their website regularly at thefilmfund.co for the most up-to-date information. You can also check out our blog at thefilmfund.co/blog for great filmmaking and producing tips. So check that out as well. Sign up for the newsletter and follow us on social. Stay up to date on what's happening at the Film Fund. Sharon, I want to thank you again. And listeners, remember to tune in every Friday for awesome guests like Sharon Pickinson from the Greater Philadelphia Film Office. Thanks so much, Sharon.
Thanks, Tom. It was great fun. Bye, everyone.
Awesome. Have a good one. Bye.